Hello, sex fans, and welcome back. Today is Monday, February 8th, 2010, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge, with your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. That would be me.
Things that are indelicate can sometimes be beautiful.
That's so true, and I'm all about being indelicate, so I must be pretty gosh darn beautiful. Listen, I gotta tell you, I have a soft spot in my heart for every single person I interview for my numerous podcast series. They've all enriched my life, and for the most part, we've all had a really good time together. But once in a while, I have the good fortune to encounter someone I really hit it off with. One such person is David Quintero, and he's back with us again this week for part two of our chat for the Erotic Mind podcast series.
It's ridiculous, these niceties. They go against common sense, every kind of sense.
That's so true, and that's why I'm not so big into niceties. But you're interrupting. You know, there's something so charming and disarming and lovable about our exceptionally talented Spanish-born erotic visual artist and illustrator. I enjoyed our time together last week immensely. But wait, did you somehow miss part one of our conversation? Well then, you'll just have to mosey on over to drdicksexadvice.com and find the podcast archive. All you have to do is use the site's search function in the sidebar. Type in podcast number 183 and presto! But don't forget to include the pound sign when you do your search. One final thing. Last week, I casually mentioned to David that I felt bad that I wasn't able to see any of his lusty comics because they aren't available here in the United States. 5 days later, a package arrived from David, and in it was a copy of all his published work, and each and every one of them was signed. I was overwhelmed. It was like freaking Christmas, don't you know? My sincerest thanks to you, David, for your unparalleled generosity. You absolutely must visit David on his website and get an eyeful of his delicious artwork. You can find it at davidcantero.com. This week's podcast is once again brought to you by the good folks at EdenFantasies.com, the one-stop place to shop for the very best in adult products. You'll find a full line of top-quality toys, fetish kits, sexy lingerie at Eden Fantasies, but that's not what makes our sponsor so damn special. What makes them extraordinary is their social conscience, and that, my friends, makes all the difference in the world to a sex-positive guy like me. The Eden Fantasy site is chock-full of tips for the conscientious consumer, practical user guides, toy reviews, and their wonderful community blog, EdenCafe.com.
Oh, please, leave this to me. I know how to deal with these people.
And you simply must check out Eden Cafe's sex fans. It's so fun and sexy, irreverent and cheeky, but it's also exceptionally informative. Look for the Eden Fantasies banner right there on the sidebar of drdicksexadvice.com, and you can link through to Eden Cafe from there. Okay, on with the show. Welcome back, David, and thank you for bringing your two muses, Julian and Sean, with you, so we could have another week of your erotic mind. I'd like to pick up exactly where we left off last week, if that's okay with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, good. So some erotic artists create with art, their art with words, but you use both words and images in your artwork, right?
Yes, that's the comic book.
Right, thing. Right. Go ahead. You were going to say?
Yes, so sometimes I really like to use only the image.
Image.
Because it's more interesting. Working in feelings and sensations.
Mm-hmm.
It's more abstract.
And you don't have to worry about translations and stuff like that as well, right?
That's right. That's good.
So, and what language do you write? your comic books?
Sometimes in Spanish, sometimes in French.
Oh, right.
Because I am bilingual.
Oh, yes, I'll bet you are bilingual.
Bilingual. So I think in two languages, and I dream in two languages.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm bilingual. Yes.
That's amazing. Have you spoken, obviously you've spoken Spanish since you were a child. When did you start speaking French?
When I was 9 years old.
Wow.
My mother married a Belgian guy.
Uh-huh.
And she took me in Belgium. So
I see.
I was nine, I live in Belgium.
I see. I got it. No
that's,
wonder.
That's
right, yeah. Right. So let's talk about your chosen media. What do you use besides the words to create your art? What is it all computer generated, or do you use pen and ink or other media?
I use paper, pen, ink for the drawings.
Uh-huh.
And after that, I scan.
I see. Right. So you do it the old-fashioned way. You don't generate your images on computer?
No, not yet. But I probably do in a few years.
Uh-huh.
Because it's more easy, and the paper is very...
Well, it takes up a lot of room.
Yeah, take a lot of space.
Yes. But then you could sell your original artwork, yes?
Yes, but it's just in black and white. It's just a line.
Uh-huh. Oh, and then you color. Well, then you scan it, and then you.
I color in the computer.
Get it. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. How about that? Would you hold to the old adage that a picture or an image is worth 1,000 words?
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, that's true for me.
Yes. So that's why a lot of your artwork can be wordless, because it's the images are telling the story.
Juste un moment.
Elle a pris les images, raconte l'histoire, elles sont plus puissantes.
Oui, c'est pour cette raison pourquoi.
Yeah, because in my mind, I see everything in image.
Right.
And sometimes music, and sometimes feelings and atmosphere. But I don't imagine the words.
I just
put words when I need it. But yes. I don't like the writing. I'm more visual.
Right.
I have a comic book without dialogues. I have a comic book. It's called David Dreams and Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And it's short stories, and I want to show just a feeling,
right,
with a story, with some images,
right,
and you feel like it's funny or sadness or joy.
Mm-hmm. So this is a good place for me to follow up a question that I asked you last week, or that we began talking about last week, and that was your different publications. And you have a number of them, right?
Yeah, I have 20 publications now, I think.
Wow, that's amazing. So what I would like to do is ask you to choose some of your publications, a handful of them, and tell us what the storyline is. You just said the one about David's dreams and nightmares.
Yes, it's an ensemble
collection.
Yeah, it's a collection of short stories.
Right.
It's like a picture.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's like a painting.
Yes.
When you see a painting, you feel something.
Mm-hmm.
This short story is like that. I want people feeling something when they see the short stories, the images.
Uh-huh. But so let's talk about some of the some of your other publications. Your newest one is called Keys. Is that right?
Yes. It's so a series.
A series, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's in 5 episodes.
In 5 episodes?
Yes. And for that series, I wanted to show a very, how do you say it, a very important moment in the life of homosexuality people.
Uh-huh.
It's when you get out of the closet.
Right, coming out.
Coming out, yes. It's talk about the coming out.
Ah, Keys is coming out. Interesting. Coming out stories, that's what Keys is.
Yes. It's come out the closet, and the closet, they are the keys who open the closet. And I want to do this series in a very funny way.
Uh-huh.
Because I think it's a very difficult and sometimes tragic moment.
Yes.
In gay man's life.
Right. It's true.
It's very sensitive, and I choose to do it in a funny way.
Mm-hmm.
To show that it's not so important. So I do what is an adaptation? An adaptation of Charlie's Angels.
Right.
It's like Charlie's Angels.
Uh huh.
But the agency. It's difficult to say. I'm sorry. It's you can go to this agency, mm-hmm, and ask for get out of the closet somebody.
To get somebody out of the closet.
You can go to the agency and you hire them to get, if you have like like maybe an enemy of yours who's gay and you want to get him to come out.
I see, how interesting.
Or you have a friend and you want to help him getting out.
That's wonderful. That's really wonderful. How creative.
Like that, and it's done in there are 3 agents who are very similar to Charlie's Angels, all a redhead, a blonde, and a dark-skinned guy, and then they all have different roles, and they dress up, and they and it's very sexual and funny and erotic, and
yeah, they're bitches.
they enjoy getting laid while doing their job.
Oh yay!
Because they fuck people to do the out closing.
Yeah, sometimes they might film themselves, or they'll, you know, end up having sex in a place where someone's wife might walk in, or some
interesting
different plots like that.
Cool.
Yeah, it's always very funny.
Uh huh.
And it's always the end. It's always good for everyone.
Right.
So it's not a tragic thing. It's not bad.
Yes.
It's good to
be
out of the closet.
Right.
Right.
The
so those, is this the Fallen Angels series, yes?
No,
these are the Keys. Okay, so tell us about the Fallen Angels series.
Fallen Angel was my first series.
Uh-huh.
Series. I start with that because I want manga style, you know, Japanese.
Yes.
Because in Spain, it's very... They sell a lot of manga series,
uh-huh,
and I want to use that. So I just imagine a little story about 3 angels, very stupid, and they fall into the earth, yes,
uh-huh,
from heaven,
mm-hmm,
and so they are very stupid, and they want to make men happy. I played with that, and because they are stupid, they get fucked all the time. But it's very funny too, and I want to ridicule the religion.
Right.
Because for me, all the religions are horrible.
Yes. I tend to agree with you on that, for sure.
good. And I want to play with that and show how much stupid is the religion thing.
Yeah. Did I tell you that I was a Catholic priest?
My God!
For 20 years.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. Oh.
There's a long story. I'll have to tell you about it someday. So tell me about Boxing Julian.
Yeah, okay. I can make the story of you if you want.
I would love to. We could do that. That would be funny. It's a great story, by the way.
Okay, we talk about it later. Boxing Julian, it's a hard comic book.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted this in a very serious way.
Yes.
I want to show this, and I want to show the fight in the mind of
yes.
Of some men. Because they are trapped
yes.
in her in their life, in their images,
mm-hmm.
and but they feel things, but they can express,
right.
and that's very bad because that's frustration.
Yes,
frustration
yes.
become an angry and violence and bad things because. They're not happy.
Right.
And in Boxing Julian, we see this young, beautiful boxer man, and he fell in love for a guy, but he can accept that.
Yes.
It's impossible. It's impossible because he's a man, a real man. And so it's a fight, and we see in the comic book the evolution. Of this guy, and at the end is a big explosion.
Wow, interesting. I can't wait to see these things. I'm sorry that I can't get them here in the United States.
I sent you. Give me your address and I sent you.
Oh, yay, I will, I will, I will. Okay,
but I'm sorry, in Spanish.
One more thing, one more. Tell us about Gay Terror. That sounds like a fun one.
Yeah, Gay Terror is... Yeah, it's a collection again. I start this gay thing. I start with Gay Tales, and Gay Tales was adaptations of classic tales,
fairy tales. Okay.
Mm-hmm. In a gay way.
So, of course.
sometimes funny, sometimes pornographic. Yeah. And I repeat this experience with the Gay Terror.
Mm-hmm.
I take some classic terror stories,
right.
like Frankenstein or the Dracula or
right.
things like that. And for this comic book, I contact a lot of young artists in
mm-hmm.
Spain
mm-hmm.
because I have friends who is. They are drawers, okay. Yeah. They are artists too.
Yes.
I give the possibility to publish the stories, his
wow.
heart.
How wonderful! Because
in Gay Terror there is 15 stories, different stories.
My goodness!
And is 15 different artists.
Mm-hmm. And you publish your own stuff? Is that what I understand?
Yes.
Wow! You're amazing.
It's very hard. Oh my God!
I bet. Holy cow! Goodness.
Yeah.
So today, erotic artists abound. Although in some circles, this genre is still not accepted as mainstream. Has that been your experience too?
Yes, but that's for the comic book. The comic book is not considered like art.
Right.
I always be rejected in that way because people think that you work in a cartoon animation studio or you made comic books it's good it's not a job it's just for fun they think this is nothing very serious
yeah
but I think comic book is very good good way to show stories.
I think so too, and it's universal. It seems to me.
Yeah.
Right. Have you ever been on the receiving end of criticism for the work that you do? Has your artist been maligned by others, possibly other artists, because of its content?
No.
Oh, good. No. So no one has said, you know, you're a terrific artist, too bad that you keep drawing penises all the time.
No. I have a fan club.
Oh, I'll say. Hey, are you on Facebook?
Yes, I have Facebook.
Oh, good. I think, are we friends on Facebook? I don't even know.
Not yet.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll have to make sure that that happens. So, is it possible for you as an artist to eroticize something that you personally don't find particularly sexy?
Yes, I think I can do it. And I think it's maybe a very interesting thing to do.
Yes, I'll bet.
Exercise, yeah. Because you need to think more.
Yes.
Oh, how can I
and
do
not
that?
Just feel.
Yes, it's like a challenge.
Right. That's interesting. Do you believe that erotica is directly related to our sexuality, or can it be created apart from our sexuality? So do you do women in your artwork? Do you depict women? Are there women in your comic books and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
There's women. But I adore women.
What's not to like about women, I always say.
I can have sex, but I can't not have sex with women. But I adore women.
Yeah.
I think they're very great.
Right. So there are obvious erotic triggers such as fetish wear, corsets, jock straps, leather gear, etc., breast and nipples, penis and vaginas, and certain languid poses, etc. But do you think that you can sexualize the blatantly unerotic, like nature and food and everyday clothing?
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. Everything is possible, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe it's great, maybe it's not great, but you can do it. You can try.
Mm-hmm. Are there topics that you gravitate toward and other topics that you avoid?
I'm not avoid too much things. I think I don't avoid at all. And I like to play with typical
stereotypes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's very funny to play with stereotypes.
Uh-huh.
It's you can use it for the stories, and I really like to play with characters who are very beautiful.
Yes.
And in a sort of way, they're very beautiful, but they're very stupid. They're very empty inside.
Yes.
I think it's funny the contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Between the beauty and the power in this society, because it's beauty. Mm-hmm. And the emptiness.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
I know.
What do you look for in the work of other erotic artists, either written or visual?
I think I'm looking for feeling something.
Mm-hmm.
To feel is very important for me. And when I see a movie or I read a book or I don't know, I see a comic book, and I need to feel something.
Right.
That's the important thing.
Uh-huh. Interesting. So who are your inspirations?
People, friends. Oh, sorry. The artist. I really like Klimt. You know the painter Klimt?
Uh-huh.
Schiele is another painter.
Mm-hmm.
I like the old fashion, and but now I don't know. I don't really have. I really like an artist, who published the comic books in France. Uh-huh. In France, and his call is Rosinski.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a god. I really like it.
Wow, interesting. Do you have sexual heroes?
What do you mean? I have a favorite porno star, but what do you exactly mean?
Well, you know, somebody who has been important to you in terms of sexuality, like people. I don't want to put words in your mouth or in your head, for that matter. But you know, people who are important in the field of sexuality that you admire.
Not really. But I have few friends in Barcelona. Very, very. C'est pas ça non plus. No, but I don't think I have.
Okay. Excellent. Do you have what does the future hold for you and your work?
I don't know. more and more, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. I hope I want to continue this. I want to continue express myself,
right.
doing comic book or other things.
Right.
That's what I expect.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any advice for novice erotic artists?
Be strong and don't stop it. Don't stop, create.
Right.
Don't stop drawing or singing or dancing, because it's beautiful. It's what a human being can do.
Right.
The most beautiful thing.
Right,
so
right,
don't
right.
stop it.
Well, it's been such a pleasure spending so much time with you, David. And thank you for allowing us to chat, even though you feel uncomfortable speaking in English. You've done a really terrific job, and of course, thanks to Julian and Sean for their help. but it's absolutely wonderful. I think your artwork is brilliant, and I am glad that you are sharing your artwork with our audience. But before we go, may I ask you to give us your website address again and walk us around?
Okay. So thank you very much for your work. And my webpage is www.davidcantero.com. And if you want, we can see it together. So there is a biography about me, a little biography.
Right. And there's pictures of you too, right?
Yes, I have a really good picture of one of my friends. It's a photograph.
Mm-hmm.
Photographer in Madrid.
Ah, interesting.
It's called Joan Crisol.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very, very good and very talented. And he made this picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's me three times
dancing,
jumping 500 times to have this. it was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
You can find in the website. You can find my comic books, just the covers for the moment. I want to put some pages.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. People ask me for that, so I have to do it. You can see some illustrations,
mm-hmm.
for different clients, like magazines or advertisement for discotheques and all the things.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And you can contact me directly in contact. And you have some news about what I'm doing at the moment. That's all, I think.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you again for spending so much time, and we will be seeing you in cyberspace until we speak again.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, what a great show, huh? Well, tune in next week for my special third anniversary show and more sex advice with an edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is Eden Fantasies. EdenFantasies.com provides you a unique opportunity to shop and educate yourself about the amazing array of adult products out there. Of course, they uphold a high standard of quality in the toys they carry, but they are even more focused on customer service and consumer education, which makes Eden Fantasies, to my mind, the very best place to shop on the net.
You think I have been narrow-minded?
Well, maybe just a little. But this is a way to get over that. I want to turn your attention to Eden Fantasies' brilliant new e-magazine called Sex Is. You'll find tantalizing articles and informed opinions on sex, society, health, erotica, and humor. Hey, you'll even find ways to green your sex life. And just in case you don't get a big enough dose of Dr. Dick here on DrDickSexAdvice.com, you'll find that I have an occasional column at Sex Is, too. It's called Dr. Dick on Demand. Look for the Sex Is banner in the sidebar of my site.
In my small way, I am a woman of the world. And I know where things can lead to.
I know where things can lead to, too. One final thing, I want to take a moment to invite you to check out my product review site, DrDickSexToyReviews.com. That's right, sex fans. Now you can see what's hot and what's not in adult products. You'll find reviews of all sorts of adult goodies, sex toys for sure, but also condoms, lubes, fetish gear, as well as educational and enrichment videos. Don't miss a single one. Again, the address is DrDickSexToyReviews.com. And look for all of my podcasts on iTunes. You'll find me in the podcast section, obviously. Once there, all you have to do is search for Dr. Dick Sex Advice, and don't forget to subscribe. I wouldn't want you to miss even one episode. And hey, feel free to leave a comment when you do. Until next week, remember, sex is good, and good sex is even better. Over and out.